Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The historic third elections may lead to a fourth Israeli election in 1 year. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this balagan in Israeli elections.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, what do you know about the results from this recent election and what's going to happen in the future?
Well, Jimmy, as far as I can read the results and understand the political divisions, we have not yet reached that magic number of 61, or not even 60. Mr. Netanyahu pulled out a tremendous campaign victory for himself and pulled it up to 36 seats for his Likud party, whereas his competitors, the Blue and White party, came up three less. So that was a resounding defeat of the party. And Jimmy, I must remind you and our listeners, that party really doesn't have much of a platform except we don't want Bibi. It's not that they haven't said anything, but they obviously, to everybody else, it's just not Bibi is their line. And the Arab party has improved itself to 15. And again, our Russian friend, Mr. Avigdor Lieberman, has managed to hold on to seven seats. And again, he becomes what we call in Hebrew the edge of the scales. He's the one who can award this way or that way. Even with his seven seats, the best they can do is block Mr. Netanyahu. He can join Netanyahu and give him a government, but he doesn't like Netanyahu. So I have to say that we're called into another daring precipice of political pandemonium. Going to elections for a fourth time is really not on the books. But, as we say in Israel, never say never. Everybody knew exactly Netanyahu's legal problems, and they still gave him a resounding uplift, in fact. So, obviously, the people said, until the guy is proven guilty in court, we don't care. We want him. But the parties are saying, no, we don't like him. Therefore, as Netanyahu was trying to portray it, you're betraying the popular confidence that most of the people voted for the bloc that wants Netanyahu at its head.
Winky Medad telling us that Israel may go to a fourth election in 1 year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. There is so much hatred among the political leaders of Israel that they will not work together to form a coalition government in the Jewish state. This actually is a slap in the face of God, who formed human government and uses human government to direct nations in our world to do the will of God for the future. That is a plan that the Lord has used for some 4,500 years and will continue to do so in the future. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...